From the 915 to H-Town, from the Panhandle Plains to the Valley, and everywhere in between, this is the 5050 Podcast, powered by the 5050 Podcast Network. Join me, Hector Cano, as we cover the Texas high school club and college soccer landscape, along with an inside look at the college soccer recruiting scene. The 5050 Podcast is a platform about the people and for the people who are dedicated to the beautiful game. Here we go. It's another edition of Inside Texas High School Soccer, episode 13. All right, the Champions Edition continues, the 5A edition, I should say. Special episode here, and we are proud to bring the pride of Region 1 here, Midlothian High School Men's Soccer Program Coach Austin Guest and Aiden Hildreth, the state tournament MVP. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. Rafa, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Just a little scared in the afternoon, but we got the ties. For the Champions League.
Yeah. I know. Great Champions League result. Sort of great, I guess, heading back to the Bernabeu. So we'll get in a little bit more Champions League talk, maybe a little bit later, but excited to have our 5A boys state champions here. Coach Guest, Aiden, how are things?
It's good.
Busy.
Right. So elaborate on that busy a little bit, Coach, because everybody always wants a piece of the state champion, right? Hey, can you do this? Can you maybe talk to us here? Then you got these podcasts that are probably bugging you guys too for interviews, right? So what has that been like?
Well, we got you guys. When we got back in town, our principal organized a parade and a pep rally for Tuesday when we got back. We had a welcome committee waiting when the bus drove in, and then a pep rally and parade a couple of days later. Yeah. We had banquet hard upon finishing the season. It was the earliest banquet we ever had and the longest season we ever had. So I'm not sure that was a good idea.
Yeah. So Aiden, what has that been like for you? Right. So just all it's nonstop, right? Since Georgetown, you, your teammates, it's gotta be surreal on some level, right? Have you guys even had a chance to breathe?
I mean, it has been a lot, but yeah, I mean, a lot of the kids really like, I mean, everyone really knows what we did and like how important it is to everyone. So, I mean,
yeah,
everyone's still really pumped about.
Right. So. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. And you know, it's kind of one of those things that it's a great problem to have, right? So even with the positive stress that comes with it, it's still a good thing. It's the kind of thing that you really don't want to complain about, because they're, you know, you're the only ones, right? You're the only program in the state at the 5A level on the boys side that is having all these problems, if you will, right? So having to navigate a lot of things. I hate to call them problems, but for lack of better words. So Coach Guest, first title in program history, right? I know it's your second, I believe it's your second personal one, right? But right. First state title in program history. Now, I was told, correct me on this, I don't know how far we can go here, but is this the first title in school history? Is that, or cross country, right? I believe.
Yeah. Our cross country teams won, and it was 84-85 or 85-86, two years. Right. So they were quite good, but the first I don't want to call cross country not a team sport, because there's a whole lot of team tactics involved in winning a team. Right. State championship at that level.
Yeah.
But not a sport where they're all on the field for a prescribed amount of time, like basketball or baseball. We've had a basketball team at the state tournament and a baseball mm-hmm. team at the state tournament. But this is the first win we've got.
Wow. That's pretty amazing for a school that's been around as long as Midlothian, right? Which has probably been around. No, not as long as, or I have not been around as long as the school, right? Both you and I, right, Coach? But
over 100 years.
Yeah, it's been a good bit. Yeah, for sure. What has that been like within the community?
Well, I think that was the really amazing part. You know, when we were at the state tournament, we had a really good crowd. And a crowd that ranged from the girls team and the JV teams, cheerleaders, and then a huge number of community members. I mean, I had alumni that played for me in Midlothian 20 years ago that drove 4 or 5 hours and brought their kids. Mm-hmm. And then we had alumni that were 60 or 70 years old that had not had kids or grandkids in the soccer program, but they were Midlothian people and they wanted to see Midlothian have a chance to win a state title for Midlothian High School.
Right. So how does you think about all that time and all that time you've been there, right? What was maybe as this season unfolded, I always like to ask coaches in particular this question, was there a moment, or it could have been in training, it might not have even been a result in a game, in a match, right? But was there a moment where you started to kind of get the buzz of this year could be different, this team could be different? Do you recall that specific moment?
Yeah, we had, well, it was three of them, I would say. You know, there was a moment where we played against Cleburne and we had to get a win to win district. We were down 2-0 early and the guys just kept cranking away and grinding and got the result. And the last game of the season, we knew we were going to be first, but we wanted to finish undefeated the district season.
Right.
And we went down to Centennial again. We went down and came back and scored kind of in the last minute of that game on a penalty kick. So those kind of gave us an indication that we weren't going to quit. The guys had worked really hard and we talked about it and talked about it, but you don't really know until you see it in action. Right. And the real telling thing was that game against Saginaw, which a lot of teams would have just laid over and died when they had that really spectacular front runner, Barry two on them early. And we just kept plugging away.
Right.
The boys kept plugging away. I just stand on the sideline.
Right. Yeah. So Aiden, how about you? Was there a particular moment? Maybe it was a chat with the team, right? Because you know how sometimes the little impromptu players only meetings that take place or sometimes on the sideline or something. Maybe it was in training, but was there a particular moment where you just felt like, hey, this team could be special?
I mean, there was definitely a few. I think definitely what Coach said with the game against Saginaw, I think that's when everyone realized like that we were definitely capable of making it to that point. But I mean, honestly, no one during the season was really even worried about far in. Everyone was just worried about the next game. So I think that's really what got us there.
Gotcha. Now, what about you talked to us being named state tournament MVP? And obviously I know being a consummate teammate, it's about more than just you. I get all that, but when you take that in and just reflect on that, what comes to mind? What kind of feelings do you get?
I mean, it really does mean a lot to win something like that, especially whenever you're playing with a lot of talented kids on the team. So it really means a lot. And I mean, it's just pretty awesome to be able to experience something like that. So.
Right. Awesome. Rafa?
I was going to ask, like Aiden, going into the state tournament, how'd you guys feel as far as, the opponents you were going to face, especially like when you face Goose Creek and then the possibility for either Wakeland or Leander Glenn? What was the mindset of the team going in?
Going in, I mean, everyone definitely knew we would all try our best for sure. We didn't really know what was going to happen because, like, none of us thought we would beat at that point in the season. But I mean, everyone still had really good morale. The team morale was really good. We all were just hoping for the best and we all just played our game. And I mean, we did what we did. So.
Great. So coach, now we look at this, you arrive state tournament, right? You play a very intriguing match against, Goose Creek Memorial, right? And then a final versus Wakeland. When you look at that semifinal, what was maybe the big take? Obviously, you know what you had at that, but you know what's kind of waiting for you in Wakeland. But what was the key takeaway from maybe that Goose Creek Memorial match that kind of, hey, we may have to make some adjustments here, but also maybe something that you felt really good on going into that match versus Wakeland?
Well, what I felt really good about was we just hung in and we got the job done in the first half and we kept the game close. And we got in at halftime. We talked about the adjustments we wanted to make and we kind of tried to keep everybody pointed in the same direction. I knew that our best chance of being successful was, it was like Aiden said, we're very team oriented. We've got to play well collectively we can't just rely on one or two individual talents. And when things went right in the first half and we talked about it at halftime, we came out and got some goals in the second half. I knew we were in pretty good shape going to the final.
Now you advance to the final and you're taking on Wakeland, a team, a program with a very rich history, which I know you know about. And we'd given them the name, you know, I had given them the name El Cucuy, right? The Boogeyman, because that's the team that you just do not want to see on your bracket. And you guys were, that seems to be Wakeland's one weakness has been Region 1, right? You're the only other program to be able to top them other than El Paso Bel Air in 2019. So congratulations, kudos to that, because that's saying something, especially a program like Wakeland that's just well-versed and they seem to have this battle rhythm when they arrive in Georgetown. You go into that first half, you're going into that halftime. What are your thoughts? What's the message to your boys coming out for that second half, that final second half versus Wakeland?
Well, the whole plan was for us to Wakeland's got some fantastic players. You know, they've got some great individuals and they've scored a lot of goals and they're used to scoring a lot of goals. So we wanted to make sure that when we were in the defensive phase of play, that they never were in a position to beat one player and be successful. So everybody just scrapped and clawed to cover for each other and make sure that everyone had a cover player and that cover player had somebody helping cover for him and balance things out. And then we knew that we were dynamic enough in the attack and with the conditions and the way that the wind was. Once we went to halftime with a draw, that the ball was kind of in our court rather than in theirs.
Now, Aiden, we talk about the final versus Wakeland. What was the moment on the field? Because obviously, and I'll ask this to Coach too, but sometimes when we're on the sideline, our point of view, our perspective can be very different from in the run of play on the field, right? Where would you say was the moment where that momentum, you felt it, you and your teammates felt it, where that momentum really shifted your way for good? Do you recall a specific moment in there?
Honestly, I think they got their goal, which kind of sucked, but I don't think anyone on the team was really mad about that. We knew we could come back, and I think when Caden played the ball through to Landon and Landon got that penalty, I think that's when everyone realized, like, we can definitely – beat this team. And then in the start of the second half, I mean, we first 5 minutes, all of us realized, like, we got this. And then we just went out of there and did our thing.
Yeah. So that second half is unfolding. You're inside of those last maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes of that final, right, versus Wakeland. What is that feeling, that anticipation of put it away, you get the third goal, you seal it. But those last 2 minutes, they must have felt like probably 20 minutes to you guys, right? What is that feeling like as you're just counting away the seconds?
I mean, there was definitely a lot of relief in that Landon's goal. And, I mean, I think whenever Landon got his goal and after everyone was celebrating and walking back, I think everyone realized, like, wow, we just actually did this. I mean, it was surreal.
Yeah. And from your perspective, Coach, right, maybe inside of that last minute, the coaches, the stuff that we often don't talk about, that we don't maybe always necessarily share, what's going through your mind and when you're getting that validation is coming, the anticipation of that validation inside of that last minute as the seconds tick away?
Well, I think as a coach, when the playoffs start, you kind of start this level of hypervigilance that doesn't stop until it's over. Mm-hmm. And when Landon tucked that goal away and Aiden slipped the ball over and Landon finishes it, and we know that they're not going to overcome a two-goal deficit in the last couple of minutes. I think it was the first time my blood pressure went down for about a three-week period.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, when was the moment that, okay, I'm going to smile now, Coach. I'm going to actually take a second and enjoy it. Did that take you longer than anticipated, even though you realized you guys had just won, or was that pretty immediate?
I think it was when Landon scored that goal.
Yeah.
You know, because right up until then, we had had a lot of the attack on the counter. They'd had a lot of possession, but not had as many good opportunities as I think they're used to having.
Right.
I felt really confident in our defense and our goalkeeper. But as soon as, you know, when Aiden gets the go-ahead goal, you know, everybody's celebrating. And, you know, as a coach, I've done too many of them to celebrate when that go-ahead goal happens. I'm trying to decide now, okay, now do we add defenders? Do we jumble up more in the midfield? Are we going to sit on this? We're going to park the bus, or we're going to keep going at them? And, you know, a thousand things are going through your head. But when Landon takes that one away, you don't have to worry about any of it. It's handled.
Right. Rafa?
I was going to ask, Coach, how does this state title win differ from your first ever state title as far as the teams, the players and stuff, or, you know, just going into into this situation and, you know, winning it all again, how any comparisons or contrasts?
Well, you know, I had, there were some very good players on that team in 2003. But it was a similar team. We had to work really well collectively to be successful. I think this time around, I'm a little older and I'm not as green, and I've, you know, been close a whole lot of times. We've been to the regional tournament a lot of times with the boys and the girls, and just not quite gotten there. Mm-hmm. So I think that the level in the state's gone up, and I think that's a great thing. It's a whole lot harder to get this done now than it was 20 years ago. And I think I appreciate it a lot more now because I know how hard it really is.
Right. Yeah. And you know, that's a great point on two fronts, Coach, because one, I was going to ask you, so you mentioned 2003, we go back 20 years. How, in your opinion, how have you changed and how has maybe the game changed here in terms of across the state in Texas high school soccer?
Well, I think the game is a lot more sophisticated. I think every team has more depth. I think, you know, 20 years ago, you could have a couple of back players that just played a role and won the ball and were just good athletes. I mean, our goalkeeper on that team was just a really great athlete who tried to be a goalkeeper. I think today you've got to have players who really understand the positions and understand their roles and are able to play in a multitude of systems. And, obviously, the competition is a whole lot harder now overall than it was then. It's kind of funny. My 2003 state MVP lives in Midlothian now and has a child that he brought to our youth soccer night and came down to meet the players and have their picture made with them. And that was, you know, during district play. And I thought it was really interesting that he came down there and I had him talk to the guys and say, hey, you know, look, I did that. Nobody thought I could. And this was when we were just really trying to wrap up district play and kind of set that carrot up ahead and just show everybody that it was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. That's awesome. That's pretty awesome. Now, this question is for both of you, really. You alluded to it a little bit of a second ago, Coach, but what is the community like even now, right? Over the last several weeks, but now we're a few weeks removed from the state title. But what is that local community like? How is it buzzing? What's just the interaction, the things that you all are doing? How does that, or just what you see, the comments maybe, what is the community like right now?
Well, we're still seeing people everywhere that congratulate us. We're getting emails right, left, and forward. Can you send somebody over and do this? The whole team's going to a dinner next week at UNT. Dallas, where they focus on the state championship winning teams from kind of the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I think that's really exciting. We got an invitation to attend a Lions Club event. We at the pep rally, we had a decrees from the mayor and from our local representative to state government. So it's been pretty exciting.
Yeah. So the question we have, Aiden, the one that every player wants to know, tell us what's going on. What is the championship ring operations, right? What is that like? The fitting, where have we selected? Where are we at with that? Does Coach Guest run a tight ship and he says, nope, you guys don't get the pick. Here's what we're going with. What has that been like?
I mean, so far, I really don't know anything about the ring, but from what I've heard, I'm pretty sure it's Coach Guest. Really no choice on us. Coach Guest asked me, do you like this? And if we say no, we say no. If we say yes, we say yes. But I mean, I think the whole team really just wants a ring. I don't think they really care what it looks like. They're just happy to be able to have one. So,
yeah. Coach, do you have veto power? How does that work?
Well, the art is in the works, and we're on about the third draft of it. And a couple of the guys have seen it. You know, we kind of said, okay, what are a couple of things that y'all think you want? And we heard a couple of things. There's a little bit of veto power because, you know, we don't want, let's face it, high school soccer players don't need a ring that's the size of an NBA player or NFL player's ring. Right. If they fall into a pool, they'll drown. No matter how good they are at swimming. And actually the captain, I showed him a couple of not example of ours, but size wise. And I said, okay, this is, I think will work. And he said, no, I think we need to go a little bit smaller than that one. That really? One's really going to be big on all of us.
Wow. Wow.
So we're working on it. It'll be exciting.
Yeah. Well, I'm a size 9. I'm just saying, just putting that out there. Okay. I'm size 9. So awesome. Rafa, you got anything else?
So Aiden, like I said, you're junior now. So what do you look forward for next year? You guys think you can do it again? How do you feel about for 2025?
I mean, I really hope we could do it again. I don't really know what our team is going to look like next year, but I think everyone's looking forward to what's going to happen next year. So we're all ready.
Great stuff. So Coach, I know you just won state title, right? We're all trying to let you enjoy it here for a little bit. You just mentioned the many great things in the community. The question I have for you is, where do you go from here, right? How do you follow it up next? What are your thoughts as you start to look for preparing for next year and what you will graduate, what you have coming back? And now, because now everything shifts, right? Now the target is on your back. You all are the defending state champions. Where do you go from here and how do you start to handle that?
Well, I mean, we've got 8 good players, very, very good players that we've got to replace. But we've got, you know, 14 returning state champions, which is more, 14 more than we had going into this year. So I think we've already started. Coach Perez, who's my right-hand person, Jessica Perez Woodrum, she's just keeps the ship very, very tight. We've gone through and analyzed some of the things we thought we did well, some of the things we think that we need to do better with the kids that we have who are coming. So that's the plan that we get going now. Obviously, in a perfect world going forward, we'd sure like to go back and repeat, and I'd like to have the girls there at the same time. That would be the perfect scenario. You know, the girls have lost the last 3 years either to the state champion or the state runner-up by one goal in the regional quarterfinals. So they're right there knocking at the door, and I'm hoping that the success of the boys will show them that it's something that actually is attainable.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was something that definitely we wanted to mention later in the interview here, because we obviously wanted to make sure that we were highlighting your state title first. But one of the most intriguing pieces about you and Midlothian High School is the fact that you are the head coach for both programs, both the boys and girls. That is got to be, that's a mouthful there, Coach, right? A handful, I imagine, too. How do you, tell us a little bit about that. What is that like navigating that, working with your assistant coaches and just the everyday aspect of that?
Well, I mean, I've got a great assistant head coach and Coach Perez, and a great staff and our other coaches, whether they're coming from football or somewhere else. So that's a good starting place. The other thing that's hard to quantify is, you know, when the boys and girls are working together, and we coach the boys primarily in the morning and the girls in the afternoon, the booster club works together. The whole community works together. You know, every playoff game we went to, there was some kind of send off and parents and community members holding flags. And I saw different alumni, like I said, from year to year to year, and in each one of those groups, whoever could make it that day. So getting everybody together and on the same page has a kind of synergy that's hard to stop.
Right. And in that regard, right, as far as coaching, being the head coach for both programs, what is maybe the thing that has turned out to be a little tougher than maybe you expected, and the thing that has been maybe a little easier than you expected in both of those roles?
Well, you know, I think the toughest thing is switching gears. You know, like at the regional quarterfinal, the girls lose a really, really close match, and You know, 10 minutes later, we've got to be ready to roll with the boys, and we've got to shut the door on that for a period of time and just put it out of our head and not think about it and move on with the boys. And I think that that's the thing that's the hardest. I think the thing that's the easiest is getting all of those parents on the same page and getting them to cooperate, because, man, when you got a whole lot of hands working together to make things better for everybody, it's a much better situation than everybody's fighting over one piece of pie.
Right. Right. Great stuff. Awesome. Rafa, any final questions for him before we go to stoppage time?
You know, looking forward, like I said, Coach, for your aspect for 2025, what do you hope to, like I said, accomplish, you know, with this group coming back, anything that you see, or any key players you see, hey, you know, this is going to be their time to shine.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that did really well. I mean, Aiden certainly is coming back, and he's developing amazingly. I mean, he's a goal scorer, and he had 6 assists in the playoffs. I mean, he's a natural goal scorer. He wants to go to goal, but he's dishing the ball off for everybody else as well. And that's one of the things that makes him so dangerous now. And we've got a great center midfielder coming, 2 center midfielders coming back that were starters, in Marcus Manu and in Dawson Lopez. And we may switch their roles around a little bit. And we've got a freshman center midfielder who came in late in the game and all the games and helped hold things down, Gavin Sirwisky, and one of our top back players, who was an all-state player, Wesley McCool, comes back. And we lose our goalkeeper, but we've got a good sophomore goalkeeper in Jacob Warren that had to be deputized and playing some important district games when Kyle had a concussion. So I'm very excited about the future.
Great. Deputized. I'm going to have to use that one. I like that one. I haven't heard that one in a minute. I like that. So, again, we're talking to both Coach Austin Guest and Aiden Hildreth of Midlothian Panthers, your 5A boys state champions. Gentlemen, so as we start wrapping up here, one of the last things that we do, one of the things we like to do with all our guests is stoppage time. So we call this stoppage time. Just kind of any final thoughts that you want to share as it relates to the game, shout outs, thank yous, your community, anything you want to share. We like to open it up for you all. So Aiden, we'll go ahead. We'll start with you.
Put you on the spot. What do I need to share?
Sorry. Anything on your mind, anything, shout outs, thank yous, anything, message to your teammates, your coaches, anything as it relates to the game, your team, the season, anything?
I really want to thank the parents. I think the parents had a really, really big and important role in like how we went through in playoffs. I mean, they were every single time. It was a clap out for every game. They got our bags ready for like snacks and food on the bus. I mean, the parents were really huge. I mean, even the girls' parents were always supportive. I mean, they played a really big role in how our season went. So I just wanted to thank them.
Awesome. Great stuff. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's the unsung heroes in so many ways. And Coach, take it away. It's all yours.
Well, I would agree with Aiden, and I would say our whole community has been fantastic in staying behind us. I would like to throw out a special thanks to Tater and Jeremy, who did the Panther radio broadcast. And we had, you know, close to 2,000 people listening to that at the state final. I had a lot of really funny stories about people who couldn't come down to Georgetown, and they were at their kids' or their grandkids' soccer games listening to Panther radio. And everybody wanted to know why they were jumping up and down on the sidelines when nothing had happened at the kids' game.
At the game, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty funny. But the whole community and the way that they got behind us, the parents, and like Aiden said, not just boys' parents, girls' parents, who were right side by side with them helping prepare everything to help us be successful. And the boys were fantastic, played as a team the whole way through and didn't give up and showed that kind of grit that I hope all of us show in our life.
Absolutely. And you should definitely be proud. They were fun to watch. They were a fun group to watch for sure. So again, congratulations. They are your Midlothian Panthers, the 5A boys state champions. Coach Guest, Aiden, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you guys, and best of luck in stay healthy off season, obviously great summer. And we look forward to being able to cover you guys next year.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us and for all you do for the game.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good night. Whoa, great stuff, man. Great stuff. First time 19. What did he say? 1908, 1913? I can't remember what he said.
I think of the 80s because they had the what the
no no the no the how it's over 100. No, no, I don't think he said a year. I think over 100 years is what he said. Yeah, I was trying to think of the year the inception of the school, but yeah,
it's cool. Yeah, yeah, over 100 years. Yeah,
cross country titles in the 80s, and now here they are winning first state title since then. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff in any sport, right? So great stuff. Great stuff. So
and they've been on the knocking on the door for a while, right? I think for both the boys and the girls program. So it's great to see. Yeah, someone put down Ken just put 1908. Yeah. So yeah, they've been one of those programs that just been kind of hadn't been able to kick the door down, and it finally came through for them. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, thanks for coming through on that, Ken. Really appreciate you. Ken Murphy, always here dropping some great knowledge, some great stats on us. Thank you, Ken. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick word from one of our partners, and then we'll be ready to come in with the Wakeland Wolverines. We're thrilled to tell you about our world-class partners, AR Shots, your go-to destination for exceptional photography experiences in San Antonio and across all of Texas. As a seasoned professional and published photographer, Alonso Ramirez specializes in capturing the essence of your most memorable moments. From dynamic team media days and live-action game days to heartwarming family gatherings and elegant senior portraits, he makes every shot count. What sets him apart? His unwavering commitment to deliver the best customer service in the Lone Star State. With major international and professional sports event experience, AR Shot's work speaks for itself. He is dedicated to making your photography experience straightforward and enjoyable. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary with AR Shots? Contact him today so he can turn your vision into a stunning reality. Check him out at arshots.net as well as on X and Instagram at arshots. All right, and we are back. Ready to go, ready to come in, bring in our 5A girls state champions. And we got Coach Jimmy Langford along with Lily Murphy, who's supposed to be joining us here. I think, I don't know if she can connect there, Coach. Coach, how's it going?
She said she was in, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we can't. Lily, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I don't know if my camera's not.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure it out.
Gotcha. No, we'll continue. We'll have her jump right back in here. So, great stuff. So, Coach, welcome. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us on here.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, great to have you back. I see you flexing back there with all the great plaques and the trophies of the as affectionately known here as I told you recently, right? El Cucuy, right? So, this is a particular program that I personally have just a ton of I just hold in high regard, have a ton of respect for just for the way they play, the way you all do things, you know, Coach Holt as well. And just having seen you all, just the certain level of perseverance. And I've been on the other side of picking against you guys so many times. And I said, yeah, no more going against Wakeland until they're out of the tournament. Right. So congratulations. How has it been?
It's been incredible. You know, it never gets old. You know, it's just a testament to our kids and the hard work they put in and just the celebrations that go after this. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Lily, or I don't know if Lily can hear us. I know she's still having camera issues, but Lily, are you?
I'm still trying to figure out my camera. I'm really sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. At least you can hear us and we can hear you. So what has that been like so far?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What has it been like for you since winning state?
It's still surreal. I don't know. It hasn't really hit me yet since winning. We have our banquet tomorrow, so maybe it will hit me more tomorrow when we're handing out awards and just congratulating the team for everything. But still, like, unexplainable feeling.
So what do you think, Coach? Banquet tomorrow. All right, it's going to be a lot of celebrating. How long though before the tears start coming out? What do you think? Is it what's the over under? Is it 10 minutes? What are we saying there?
It makes me want to cry thinking about it. You know, it's a great group of seniors, great group of kids. Yeah. You know, and every year is special, and you change those dynamics. So, you know, you miss every team every year, even though you have some coming back, the dynamics change and the leaders change. But when you send off a group of seniors like this group, it's tough because they did so much for this program, and I'll definitely cry tomorrow sending them off.
Yeah, no, you've earned it. You've earned that right by all means, just as they have. So the fourth star, right? Your fourth title, and you were there 2 years ago, and you're back again, back on the mountaintop. What was different, and what was similar from the title run from 2 years ago, Coach? Were they more in common or completely different? What was that like?
Really kind of different. This year's team was extremely young, but extremely focused. They really put the work in from day one, you know, 3 days in the weight room the entire fall, and the hard work and our focus and our speed of play, and the leaders, our senior leaders, really developing their young players to be within the system and follow the process on this year's team. The team a couple years ago, this was one of those ones that their motto was find a way, and they found a way every game going through. Sometimes they weren't the best team on the field, but they found a way every time, and that's just the difference between that and this year. This year, they just made it count. I mean, when they had chances, they took advantage of it. 19 different players scored this year for this team, and 85% of our team was sophomores and freshmen.
Great stuff. Awesome. There she is. There's Lily. Great to have you. Thank you. You can hear us just fine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were on that state championship team from 2 years ago as well. So I'll ask you kind of the same as Coach, right? What was that? Were there more things in common, or were these two very different teams from the state title team from 2 years ago?
I would say in both ways, there was similarities and differences. The things that were different, I would say, like, probably our road to state was probably – we had a different pathway from my sophomore year to my senior year. And I would say, like, team aspect-wise, our team was a lot younger this year, having a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. And I would say, like, competitive-wise, it was still very competitive. And we just had to work very harder, more hard, being such a young team against older players that have been playing for – more years, and we just kind of had to take every game one at a time, mm-hmm. and just like go over everything that we needed to do for each game and work from there.
Right. So they obviously experience matters, right? This year from when you were there 2 years ago, but where would you say, what were the in what moments over the course of the playoffs did that experience this year, right? That experience from 2 years ago, what were the moments this year where maybe it helped you, where that experience from 2 years ago really kicked in? Were there particular moments?
I would say definitely like nerves. Nerves a lot of the time like can get players and make mistakes that could end up getting a goal scored on you. And I would say like just going into the game more calm, like was able to, and more confident as well. It was able to help us for the better. Mm-hmm. So.
Great stuff. Rafa?
Coach, since Larry Wakeland's been kind of like the program for, you know, for especially the boys' side, but now the girls' side's really kind of making noise. Is there like some competition between the boys and the girls, you know, each year, like who can outdo the other?
Yeah, we definitely talk about it, the coaching staff, and, you know, we tease each other a lot. But, you know, it's about having good athletes. It's about having good kids who really buy in. And, you know, you start to get those traditions of a team, whether it's the boys or the girls and that competition among them. It's really about, you know, the expectations each year. And then when they buy into those expectations and they really work for the goal, it really kind of gives you a heads up because you know that there's things that can happen that help you go down the road and help you get through there because you've had those experiences before. And the boys and girls teams really supported each other this year a lot, and it was fun to be a part of the two programs this year.
So what's the competition there, Coach? Is it first to five titles wins, or what do we do? One for the thumb, whoever can get the ring for the thumb first. How do you guys do that?
Whoever runs out of trophy space the fastest, I think, is what it is.
There you go. There you go.
It's fun, you know. When we compare rings and stuff like that, and you know, the couple of years we won it together, you know, you're planning everything together. And then, you know, 2 years or 3 years ago, when we didn't win, they did, to watch them plan it really kind of put a fire in our kids. And then the next year we won it. And hopefully next year that us winning and them getting so close will put that fire in them so we can both get back again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nice shout out here from Ken Murphy as well. So Lily.
Yes.
Two. So you just won a state title, but then we look at it two in the last 3 years. What you're looking back, you're looking through your career here, your high school career, just like your other teammates, right? What has that been like? Have you even really stepped back and just said, it's like, wow, look at what we've accomplished here. And then of course the, just the mystique, the great, just the great program, the name that, Frisco Wakeland has built, is that all overwhelming, or are you and your teammates not even really aware of that? Or, I mean, what is that like?
I would say sometimes we don't really realize like how fortunate we are to even like, well, me making it to the state final 3 out of 4 years and winning 2 out of 3, like that, just like the experience and like competition and like all the work we had to put in. I don't think we realize like how much we actually put into going into every single game. And like most people don't even make it that far. And I think like we just don't realize like how fortunate we are and like how much our work really paid off.
Right. Yeah. It's one of those things, obviously, and not saying that you all do, but, and the coaches are aware of this and I'm sure they remind you regularly, but obviously never take it for granted, because it's one of those things that, you know, you go there regularly. And we've often joked on here that, you know, that we always say that in a, back in November, Frisco Wakeland, they make their reservations for Georgetown in April, back in November, right? Because you guys are just used to going there. But coach, from your perspective, how do you keep that fire? How do you keep that hunger? How do you keep them wanting to be the hunter versus the hunted, when you know, here you are again, you got that target on your back going into next year?
I think it starts in our practices. We're extremely competitive in our practices and intense. We know that no matter who we play, when we play them, we're going to get their best game, because they're going to kind of try to knock us off. And the girls know that, and know that we can't have letdowns, because we are going to get everybody's best game, whether they're 1-15 or 20-0. They're going to give us everything they have, just because of that we're defending champions, or we're at that level, and they want to kind of test themselves against us. And so it really gives us that edge, because we see that every game. We always play everybody's best game against us. So we have to learn not to have those letdowns and to really control our emotions and control our game. And when we do get down, we got down a couple times this year, Keller Central went up on us and there was no panic, and we came back and won the game. And so just that lack of panic and that understanding of, we're going to get their best game, withstand it, feel the temperature of the game. Okay, now it's our turn. Let's go. Because that first 20 minutes of every game is extremely difficult. And so right. We plan for that, practices and all that. And it really pays off going down to those games, because they can relax, say, yeah, we know this is going to happen. So this is how we handle it, and this is how we go forward.
We look at the state tournament, right? Your semifinal, coming out of that semifinal, you're getting ready to head into a final versus Colleyville Heritage. What was the big takeaway? Obviously, you know you're going up against Colleyville, but what was the big takeaway coming out of that state semifinal that you learned or you felt confident about heading into the final?
Tell you what, that semifinal was a test for us. Right. You know, we didn't play particularly well. A little bit it was us, a little bit it was our opponent. Played really well, did a lot of good things against us, and kind of did to us what we do to a lot of teams. Felt really fortunate to get out of that game with a shootout win. Mm-hmm. We had some opportunities, but we really talked about it with the team after that. Said, you know, we have to play at the top of our game at the top of the state. And if we come out in the final playing the same way, then we're going to struggle. Because we know they're going to come out as hard. And we came out in the final, and it was lights out.
Yeah. So Lily, that you're coming out of that state semifinal, getting ready for the final, what, from the player's perspective, obviously coaches are keeping you on, they have the message, they're keeping you guys on task, but what was what were the vibes like within your teammates getting ready, just coming out of that semifinal, surviving that semifinal, heading into the final? Is it more of like a, wow, we survived that? Or is it more of, were you guys just off ready and moving on to the final?
I would say it was definitely more of like a high. Like, this is our last shot. Like, this is this is it. Like, we are here. We've made it. Like, this is our time to shine. This is our time to prove to everyone what we can do, how we can play. And I would say, like, because we did come out of that game not as good as we probably should have played, we still made it. And we knew, like, we were confident. And we just knew, like, we had the talent and the ability to do what we know how to do. And I would say that's the mentality that you have to go in to win a state final. So,
right, right. So that final, Colleyville Heritage, ended up being a very dramatic final, right? So, Lily, well, tell us, take us through those final 10, 15 minutes, right? Again, and you knew, Coach, I know you knew at some point, you know, Colleyville Heritage wasn't done. Heritage wasn't done. What's going through on the field, though, Lily, those last 10, 15 minutes, what is that like?
The last 10 to 15 minutes, like, we were just trying to hang on, and I knew, like, we deserved to win that game. We had scored three amazing goals, and, like, I knew, like, we had that game. And we just, like, needed to hang on, keep everything out of the net. Everyone was 110%. Like, everyone was playing like it was their last 10 seconds on that field. And I think that just really, like, helped us.
Yeah. Now, Coach, from your perspective, right, Heritage comes roaring back, right, which you knew they were going to figure out a way. They're that good as well. And it's a state final, right? What is going on in the mind of Coach Langford, right? You're trying to keep composed, even though maybe all of us were trying to not melt down on the sidelines, right? Be composed for our players. What's going through your mind in those moments as Heritage is coming back?
I went back to the game a couple of years ago where, you know, we're down 2-0 with 9 minutes to go and win.
Right.
You know, it goes to your mind, you know, you think about, oh, should I have done that or should I have done that? But we wanted to get some players into the game to give them that experience of playing in that pressure. And we did get some young players in the game. And we played a lot of kids all year long. And, you know, it's just that Colleyville Heritage took advantage of it. But I think it pays off next year because a lot of those kids that got in the game realized the speed of play that has to happen and the level of the intensity and the nerve. So, as we go forward into next year, maybe those nerves are not as bad because they've experienced that kind of thing. And, you know, we wanted to end the game with our seniors on the field and really celebrate them. And we managed to keep them on the field, but it was a lot more scary. You know, I've had nightmares about that 3 or 4 times with 7 seconds that free kick goes in. And
right.
It was a relief when it didn't, you know, and you second guess yourself a lot, but this team's been a team all year long, and everybody's played and played big roles in it. So it took it to pay off in the end. I know the seniors looking at me like I was crazy when I subbed in, but in the end, it got us where we needed to be, and we won it. And I can't be more proud of every player on the team.
Right. Yeah. It's awesome. So, Lily, from your perspective, for those players that wish to be playing in Georgetown one day, the state tournament, haven't had the chance yet, right? Haven't been fortunate enough. Take us through that. What is that like from the state semifinal to the final? The vibe, the setting, the environment, the speed of play that Coach Langford just talked. What's different when you're on that stage?
I would definitely say the intensity, like the first kickoff on the game, it's full speed up to play. Like everyone is coming out and so intense. And I would just say, like, definitely the mentality you go into that game is so different. Like, this could be your last game. You have to put everything you have out there and leave it all out there.
Great stuff. Rafa?
You mentioned about the squad being young this year. Lily, with your leadership, how were you able to get them prepared, you know, for this moment? Since you've already, like I said, you mentioned you've been 3 out of the last 4 times. For those underclassmen, how did you, you know, get them ready, prepare, ready to go, you know, talk them up for this game? Knowing, you know, with Colleyville Heritage, it was going to be a bar burner of a game.
One thing that, like, I made sure to say throughout the season was play for the seniors, play for them, like, play like it's your last game out here. Like, you don't know if you're going to make it next year. Like, you have to take advantage of every single opportunity and moment you have. And I would just say, like,
this is your chance to go out there and prove that you deserve to be here. So,
yeah. Yeah. So now the one question that everybody always wants to know in these is like, where are we at with the ring fitting, the picking out, the design, the ring operations, as I call it. So Lily, what is that? I'll ask you, like I just asked Aiden from Midlothian, right? Are you all still deciding on that, trying to pick different designs, colors, or does Coach Langford have just veto power and just says, nope, I got it?
No, we have been discussing it over the last like 2 weeks, and we have some designs in the works, and we're trying to pick a really good design right now with a bunch of little details that we didn't have my sophomore year. And yeah.
Yeah. Coach, veto, exercising veto power. You're holding.
No, they're extremely artsy group. They really know what they wanted, and I showed them a lot of different designs and different things, and they really know what they want. So we're just really excited to get the final design back, or maybe not the final design, but the design that we've kind of decided on back from the art, and show them and meet with them, meet with the seniors. They're really kind of the driving force that everybody else gets to look at it, but they don't get a lot of choice in it. It's the seniors. So once we get that and make the little tweaks and changes, and you know, I asked them, I said, do y'all want a little small ring or something blingy? And they're like, oh, we want blingy. I know Austin was talking about something they can wear. I think this group wants something to beat somebody with. So.
a necklace ring, right? Wow. Yeah. That's funny. That's
go
awesome.
So, go home.
Yeah. Now the rumor has it, though, Coach, that there will be an inscription on the inside of the rings for all the players with the great nickname of El Cucuy. Is that true? Or, I don't know. Rumors floating out there. I don't know.
You never know what might happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty cool, though. That'd be pretty awesome, though. I mean, we were using that so much with you all, discussing you all in the boys program, that I was like, man, we need to trademark that before they start, Wakeland starts putting it on shirts, right? So but this is the way, hey, this is the way that friendly monikers are born for programs, just like everybody knows Mojo, right, for Odessa, yeah. Permian. So yeah, so it's been pretty, I've continued to call it, I'll continue to use it for you guys, because that's,
yeah, we may steal a little bit.
Great stuff. Rafael, you got anything else?
Yeah, just Coach, of all, you know, all of your state championships that you won, how do you feel about this one compared to the other ones?
And this one was a fun ride. You know, this team went undefeated. It's so hard to do, and if you look at the state, there's not another team in the state. If you look at the national rankings and stuff, there's no other teams that are undefeated. For a team to go undefeated when you're sitting at the top of your game, it's so hard to get to the top, and it's so hard to stay there. And you get everybody's best game. So to not have just that one game down where you lose a game is incredible. And it's just been – it's been a special team. They've answered every bell. We went through some major injuries. We had breaks and players sitting out. And we had players step in. So it's just – it was a total team effort, which made this team extremely special. And a lot of those players are coming back, and they know how to overcome adversity. You know, we're not a huge team. We're not a big team, but – man, they play hard. They play big.
Awesome. Great stuff. So as we start to wrap up here, so again, we're talking to both Coach Jimmy Langford and Lily Moncrief of the 5A Girls State Champion Frisco Wakeland Wolverines. Again, congratulations. Really appreciate you all being here. And as we move over to our stoppage time, right, this is our kind of free time. Share any final thoughts and shout outs, thank yous, teammates, whatever, right, whatever's on your mind as it relates to the game. We'd like to give that opportunity to our guests. So, Lily, we'll start with you. The floor is yours.
Okay. I wanted to thank my team for just making this last season count. Like our motto says, make it count. And I just want to thank them for all the work they put in this season and putting another star on that jersey. And I also wanted to thank the coaches and my parents and all the other parents and students that supported us every step of the way. And we couldn't have done it without all of them. So
awesome. Coach?
Yeah, first off, I have to thank my wife for putting up with me. Soccer season, she's a soccer widow, and she knows that. You know, I go through my moods, and she can walk in the door and know which mood I'm in. And some days she hugs me, and some days she just leaves me alone.
Wait. So how are you in moods, man? You're like winning state titles every year. I should be in a good mood the whole time. I don't understand.
Yeah, you are, but there's those stressful times. You're going up against a really good team, and you got four starters hurt. You don't know how you're going to fill in. And so, but she does a great job of supporting me. I want to thank the parents this year. Our parents this year have been so awesome. Just from decorating the locker room to snacks to taking care of the girls to anything we need, they were there for us. Our administration this year was awesome here at Wakeland. Our coordinators and our principals were awesome in supporting us. And then our Frisco Athletics office, they really support us, and they go to a lot of games, and they're a big-time supporter, and they do, you know, they don't tell us no. They say, how can we help you? And that's pretty awesome, too. And last, this team, I have to thank this team, and especially the seniors. I'm going to miss them so much. They put so much into this program, and their impact's going to carry on for years and years and years. Just the way their work ethic that they have and how fun they make the game and just all the little things that they've done to really instill a work ethic into the young ones, from the weight room to the practice to anything they do, and teaching those kids how to watch film and how to break down a game and how to put together a scouting report. Those seniors are the reason we won this year is really because of the leadership of those seniors, specifically LG.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know if y'all didn't hear the story, but right before we went out for the state final, LG's the hardest working player on our team. I know. She's the hardest working player on our team. And I made her stand up in a circle 2 minutes before we walk out. I said, if y'all don't all play as hard as her, you're not going in the game. And they did, and it showed.
Awesome. Great stuff. Were you crying in that moment?
Yes, I was. So were a lot of my other teammates.
Yeah, I was a little worried because about 3/4 of them walked out with tears. And I thought, oh, God.
Oh, no. What have I done? I've been there before, too. Yeah. I know. Awesome. That's so great. Thank you for sharing that story as well, Coach. So, again, they are Coach Jimmy Langford and Lily Moncrief of the 5A Girls State Champion Frisco Wakeland Wolverines. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Really appreciate you guys.
Thank you all for what you do for this game and all the support and just the things y'all put on. It just makes it really good to be able to celebrate kids and celebrate soccer in the state of Texas. And you guys do a wonderful job with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Coach, I got to share too, you know, for what it's worth, you've always been we've been covering the Tasco convention last 2 years. And I know just this past year, you've always been very gracious with me and, you know, just talkative and just welcoming and just a great vibe. And I appreciate that. The podcast team appreciates it as well. And just, I know it's very sincere with your words, and I just have a lot of respect. It's always great to see when you see people winning as coaches, we're still being each other's biggest cheerleaders. Right. But absolutely. when you can see a person that is a good person with good intentions and they're getting it done, you know, you cannot be but maybe a little bit more extra happy for them. So really happy for you, Coach. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you again, guys. Have a good night.
Coach.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff. Thoughts?
We could say about Coach Langford. He's got a heart of gold. I mean, I can see it, like I said, in his face. And he just loves working with his players, and you can see the inspiration he has and the willingness of the players to sacrifice for them. And the thing is, when you have coachable players and they're willing to do anything for him, and you can tell that they do a lot for him, and he's grateful for them. And I think that's part of the success that Wakeland has, is, you know, they believe in the system, but also, you know, just, you know, the compassion, you know, the, you know, just, you know, the humility too, as well. And really the sacrifice, the biggest thing that I think, they're even the boys program too, there's a lot of sacrifice when it comes to that, because they are one of the toughest districts in the state. You know, I think, you know, people tend to forget that. And then Frisco's got a bunch of schools, and you would think, you know, with all the schools, the talent would be kind of scattered around, but they don't rebuild. They just reload. And they, like I said, they have that moniker. They're the Kukui. They're going to be the boogeyman until someone gets rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They are the quintessential definition of culture, or what we use right in my program is culture wins championships, are saying they are the true definition of that. So yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Lily, if you're still listening, you can chime in here. Message. We got a message here from Ken Murphy. What club and when do you leave for Indy? You can maybe follow that up. Sorry, Ken, didn't see your message quite so fast. But yeah, so thank you again, Ken. Great stuff. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. One final word from a couple of our partners as we wrap up here with our final thoughts. Looking to step up your social media marketing game? Well, let us tell you about our great friends at Gipper. Gipper is a way that schools, athletic departments, ADs, and coaches create world-class marketing content. Join over 4,000 coaches, ADs, SIDs, and club directors who use Gipper to create high-quality visual branded graphics for your program. The best part? Anyone can do it in seconds on any device without needing any design experience whatsoever. If you do have significant design experience, you're going to love this as well, as you are what they call the power user, and this is designed with you in mind as well. And just for being a listener and supporter of the 50/50 podcast, you can receive savings immediately and save 10% off any first-time Gipper purchase. Simply visit gipper.com/partner/50/50 to learn more. Again, that's gipper.com/partner/50/50. And then there are our great friends at Global Scarves, both Bill and Kyle. They are the top providers of custom knitted scarves, beanies, and other fan merchandise in the U.S. All merch is fully custom with free design services and free shipping on all orders. They do so much more, guys, than just scarves. Blankets, beanies, you name it, it's all designed and all customized to your specifications and needs. You can contact them at info@globalscarves.com to get any free designs or quotes built out for your school, club, or maybe even a supporters group. Simply mention the podcast or use the code #5050pod and they will be sure to take care of it. All right. And we are back. Awesome. Great. What a fabulous show. Fabulous show. So thank you so much. Ken, I think there's a follow-up to your last question regarding LG. They're playing for FC Dallas and leaves late in July for Ball State. So good luck to her. Thank you there. Thank you, Mr. Moncrief. Appreciate you. All right, man. It is that time, our stoppage time, our final thoughts. And before a couple of things before we let you go, if you're watching this, you can obviously see it down on the ticker at the bottom. But if you're hearing this later, our next show will be coming back for the final episode, absolute final episode of season four. It'll be episode 14 on this Thursday, May 2nd. We will feature, it'll be our 6A edition, as we will have both the Prosper Eagles women's soccer program and the Katy Seven Lakes men's soccer program will join us. Prosper, and we will begin at approximately 8:35 p.m. Don't miss it. That is this Thursday, 2 days from today, May 2nd, with the Prosper Eagles at 8:35, followed by Katy Seven Lakes boys at approximately 9:05 p.m., a little bit later in the evening. But please join us for that. It should be a great, great show as well. So. Final thoughts, Coach?
Just like I said, today was a great, great episode. Like I said, we had some great programs. Like I said, a very storied program with Wakeland. And then, like I said, with Midlothian, you know, just been knocking on the door a lot and finally was able to break through. And just, you know, Coach Guess, you know, hats off to them with what he's done there at Midlothian. You know, we'll see if they can, like I said, they can make another return trip to Georgetown. And I'm sure Wakeland's probably already reserving their hotels next April, because like I said, they're going to be loaded again with all those young players that got all that experience, and like I said, they're going to have that hunger. Pretty much what Lilia experienced, you know, those, you know, making state 3 out of the 4 years, you know, I think they're going to want that too as well, for, you know, for some to their legacy too, as, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, I think that, it's just great. You know, the one common trend, you sit here, you get to talk, we talk to them offline, and then we talk to them when we have them on during the interviews. But the one common trend you just see amongst these coaches, these players, these state champion caliber programs as well, it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of discipline. It's a lot of just selflessness, right? and you get the sense in terms of the cultures within their programs. It's no mistake. Yes, they're very talented. I'm not going to take anything away from that. And that matters, but there's so much more to them than just that talent. Right. So yeah, it's pretty awesome to watch. It's pretty awesome to see. So, and you know, my final thoughts, pretty simple, really, just wanted to tackle, going back to, you know, I'm excited for our final episode on Thursday that we just plugged, obviously. And, that'll be a wrap, you know, episode 14, our 6A edition of the Champions. That will be our final episode of the season. And Rafa and I probably won't return till either maybe November, all right, if not early December, somewhere in there. So we'll go into hibernation for a little while, right? But in the meantime, obviously, please continue to support us. The podcast will still be there in circulation. We'll have we'll still have high school coaches joining us. We'll still have college coaches joining us for sure. We'll do the summers where we like to highlight, do some special episodes as well, where we like to highlight different particular topics. They're topic oriented maybe. And we do have one in the works with some photographers that I think is going to be pretty awesome, because we want to also be able to show the coverage of our sport that continues to grow, that I think is so awesome, but from different lenses, right? From the vantage point of photographers, right? A lot of the great stuff you see, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, the live action shots, they're some of the heroes that help tell the stories of Texas high school soccer from the sidelines, right? And they tell great loud stories without ever saying a word, through their work, right? So want to highlight that a little bit as well. So that's just some of the stuff that's in the works, along with this summer. The website is still in the very, very early stages of development. That is a target for this summer, along with our newsletter. Cannot give enough. If you are not signed up for our newsletter, please get out there, sign up. It's absolutely free. It shouldn't be free in terms of the material that we're putting out there, but it's free. It's free. And it's, you know, our recruiting insider, Frank Court, who we will be having on here joining us more shortly. He does phenomenal work with that, and just what he brings with his expertise and our time when we used to work together at College Promoters USA, and just fabulous stuff. So sign up for the newsletter. More stuff coming to that soon. And yeah, I think it'll be great in addition to the website. So we got a lot more stuff going on. And then the other piece that I wanted to highlight is really excited, really happy to have one of our newest partners joining us in AR Shots, Alonso Ramirez, who does unbelievable work in the world of photography, sports photography here in not only in San Antonio and the greater San Antonio Austin area, but across the state as well. So really excited, really fired up to have him on joining us as a partner as well. Excited to have some things coming down in the works with him as well. So phenomenal guy, retired Marine Corps veteran as well. So whenever us veterans can get together, that's always a great thing as well. So we're excited about that. So welcome to Alonso and AR Shots. Excited to have you. Welcome. And other than that, my final thoughts is just thank you again. The personal thank yous that still keep that are coming in from, you know, Tasco's recognition recently of us, of the podcast. Just grateful for that, and grateful to all of you for your kind words. But at the end of the day, I'll say it again. I typically say it at the end of most episodes, because it really is. It's our true north, right? It's what keeps us on track. And the fact is that you all are the reason why we do it, from coaches, all right, from coaches and the student athletes who are the heartbeat of this, of Texas high school soccer, to the parents, the administrators, the officials, right? So many people that do so much, and it's a joy. It's a joy to see what Texas high school soccer has become, and more importantly, what gets me excited is what it is becoming, right? And maybe because we're in the state all the time, it's hard to see, but when I talk to people out of the state, that's when it kind of resonates a little bit more with me, because people outside of the state of Texas, as it relates to high school soccer, are noticing the fact that we can just be a small part of that and tell your stories we're grateful for that. So thank you. All right, Rafa, let's get out of here, man. Any final thoughts?
Just like I said, what you mentioned, great. Looking forward for the, like I said, for the next episode. Shout out to Seven Lakes chiming in. I already see that second star on the crest.
Oh, did they? So I think see that.
Yeah. So I see that second star on the crest. It looks nice.
That.
I'm sure.
Look at that. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And we'll have them on here on Thursday. So excited about that as well. Coach Kruger and one of his players, we're excited about that. It'll be lots of fun as well. So yeah, man, it's great. It's fun. Excited. It's been a long, long year, but a fun year. So I've been grateful to so many people for that. So, all right. You know what to do. Until the next time, keep downloading and keep listening. You've been listening to the 50/50 Podcast, powered by the 50/50 Podcast Network. Help us continue to grow by liking, rating, and subscribing on all major podcast platforms. And don't forget to follow us on X at 50_50pod, on Instagram at 50_50podcast, as well as on YouTube at the 50_50podcast. Until the next time, keep downloading and keep listening.